The Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
Welcome back to the Sean Salisbury Show. We're joined now by a guy who knows how to put on our Orange Insoles guest line, who knows how to put a documentary together, guys. He's been doing it for a long time. And with this Stanley Cup, which I love more than watching the NBA Finals, the Final Four of the Stanley Cup, we've got this unbelievable new all-access Quest for the Stanley Cup. And that's brought to you, and the constant update, and the new episode will be coming out. And we're joined now by the great Ross Greenberg here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Ross, welcome in. What prompted this documentary this time around? You do so many of these so well.
Yeah.
Why this one?
Well, this is the second year that Showtime has allowed us to go in for the four teams that are in the conference finals through the Stanley Cup finals, and we're embedded with all four teams, which will be down to two in one more night. And it's just really a treat for fans and people that love sports, because I don't think there's another league that allows this kind of access. And great tribute to Steve Mayer and Gary Bettman and Bill Daly and John Delapina and Gary Mahar, who worked so hard to open up the floodgates for us. And the teams in the NHL are very cooperative, and we're able to get into those locker rooms and on the bench and put microphones on the Crosbys and, you know, all the players on all four teams, and we're able to give people a look inside the playoffs that they don't normally see. I know my friends at NFL Films get some access, you know, all the way through the Super Bowl, and inside the NFL on Showtime showcases a lot of that activity. But we're able to get a little bit deeper. We get into the locker rooms during intermissions, pregame, postgame, so it's a lot of fun.
Let's see, your next episode's this Friday, so you guys obviously will be taking care of the Game 7 Pittsburgh and Ottawa in Pittsburgh, and have to get to the editing table in a hurry to get this on the air for Friday, which is amazing.
It is pretty sick. What happens is we have people running back and forth from the arena to this Matrix place where we upload the footage, and every half hour we'll be having someone send back cards back and forth from the arena, and then all the footage pops up in New York in our edit facility, and the great Tim Mullen and Jackie Decker will be working, you know, from 10 p.m. or 8 p.m. when the game starts all the way overnight. And we'll have like a 4-minute highlight package or package of the game with all the microphones and everything involved, ready for air that night, Friday night.
He's had a many-decade career doing these things. Former president of HBO Sports Now is doing these documentaries and doing great things at Showtime. Ross Greenberg's here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Ross, I'm focused on Nashville for just a second. And the story, you know, it hasn't been a great hockey town, but man, when you watch all, I mean, one of the, I think it was the team president who said, hey, with the national anthem, we got 200 Grammys in our stands every single night, so we're not going to tell anybody who's singing it. There's a fascination with this team. What's the most fascinating thing that maybe people who haven't seen this yet, your great special about the Stanley Cup, it's called Quest for the Stanley Cup. The all-access Quest for the Stanley Cup, about maybe Nashville that we don't know as a team, as an organization, that's been fascinating to you?
Well, what's interesting is this has been a slow build over a lot of years, and Nashville has been becoming a hockey town since the inception 20 years ago.
Right.
So the people in Nashville would tell you that they are a hockey-centric city. I think, you know, now I'm told, which people don't aware of, I was told my brother Michael happens to live there and works for me on these programs. He's been working during the season on a weekly basis with them with their own Inside Access show that they've been producing for the entire year. But he tells me that they've actually just basically painted the entire city gold in the last couple of days. I mean, it's really gone over the top at this point. And when we started this series this year, I told our producers and everyone that we really wanted to kind of showcase this feeling that the city has about their team. And we've been behind the scenes showing off some of those Grammy Award winners. And as you know, Mike Fisher and Carrie Underwood are married, and, you know, that's obviously a big story. So they've pretty much integrated, you know, that country western music phenomenon into the team.
Well, a team that's the reigning Stanley Cup champion, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they'll host Ottawa in Game 7 back in their building. We may get, like, black and gold. I mean, a whole bunch of gold in the Stanley Cup Finals, considering Nashville. But with this, when you're inside there, is there a confidence about them? I mean, we're trying to figure out in this and throughout this thing, it almost seems as if they just expected to be in this position again, Ross.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about when you watch Crosby and the command that he has on the ice as a captain and leader, you know, and they've got such depth of talent, and they need that depth of talent because they're just getting hammered injury-wise. You know, Hornquist is out and Rust is beat up, and it's been a tough road for them. And obviously, you know, Fleury was replaced by Murray, but that didn't make much of a problem from last year. So, you know, this is a team, obviously, that's hitting on all cylinders, and Mike Solomon does an unbelievable job, gives us a lot of access. Thank you very much, Mike. And I think the looseness of that team does matter. And, you know, it's interesting that two of the teams that have given us incredible access are the two loosest teams right now, and look how they're performing, Pittsburgh and Nashville. Iowa's been great, too, by the way. So, you know, we've got the three teams left that we wanted in order to make for a great, great last three episodes after this Friday.
The great Ross Greenberg, as they continue to run these great documentaries, All Access, Quest for the Stanley Cup, and they'll be watching Pittsburgh and Ottawa and having the next Friday, May 26th. It'll be 8 p.m. Eastern on Showtime. That'll be the next groundbreaking episode. Coach, Ross, what, and maybe this is a silly question, I don't know this answer. I know how good Mario Lemieux was, and, you know, with ownership and as a player. Is there any chance in the next couple years, if Crosby wins this and continues his play, is there any chance he overcomes Mario as the man in Pittsburgh when it comes to hockey?
Oh, I don't know, because he'd have to end up, you know, creating an ownership of the club the way
right.
Mario has.
Right.
Because, you know, after he stepped off the ice, look what he's done as an owner. I mean, this is – and if you remember – it wasn't that long ago where the Pittsburgh Penguins, as a franchise, was in major jeopardy. And the city of Pittsburgh almost lost their hockey team, and Mario saved them. So I don't think you'll ever replace what Mario Lemieux meant to the city of Pittsburgh and that franchise. You know, they have another great guy, Dave Morehouse, who's their president. He's been wonderful to me over the years. They've been so great about this access. And you know, the league has just bought into it, and Pittsburgh's been right at the top of the list.
Well, I can tell you this. Of all the years you've been doing this, and that's a lot of years and a lot of impact, nobody gets more access. I don't know. You're like David Copperfield. I mean, you're a magician. Nobody gets, it comes with that respect, nobody gets more access and great access than you. It's All Access, Quest for the Stanley Cup. Friday, May 26th, another episode as Showtime will bring it to you, 8 p.m. Eastern, as the Final Four teams in the Stanley Cup. We're down to three, and on Friday's episode, we will be down to two. The great Ross Greenberg has joined us. Ross, thank you so much, and you know you're always welcome here, and I can't wait till the next
Thanks.
One, my friend. We appreciate you.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For letting me do this.
Thank you. He's awesome. I mean, I'm telling you, the access Ross gets, it didn't matter. All the years he was at HBO, and he was the president of HBO Sports, and now it's Showtime. When he knocks on your door, you remember Mike Wallace at 60 Minutes? When he knocked on your door, you'd like, this isn't. When Ross Greenberg knocks on your door to say, hey, can we do this? They just open it up and access, and it's almost like he's got carte blanche. And this is a great series and something you'll want to see. And obviously, an elimination game on Friday night or on Thursday night, and they'll air on Friday. That's some magical editing, man. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I always like those little sports documentaries, or even, like, this is kind of like the 24/7 in the boxing where they're following the teams around.
Right.
It's pretty cool. If I was a coach of a team, I would not be giving that type of access.
I would
not giving away trade secrets, man.
And you notice how Ross says it. Oh, by the way, just want to thank Coach Sullivan for such great access. That's exactly right. Yeah, the great Ross Greenberg joined us here on the Orange Insoles guest line. We'll come up. We'll talk movies next. It's Ask Sean. Shame, which movie have you missed that you should never have missed, and we're going to laugh at you for right here. It's the Sean Salisbury Show on Twitter, at S. Salisbury Show.